a Fox News alert, a non-starter. I'm Lisa Lucera. The historic impeachment trial against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was over before it got underway, as the Senate voted the two articles unconstitutional.
The Republicans proved this afternoon that this whole impeachment was nothing more than a political show. Problem was, they weren't prepared.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Republicans voted to impeach Mayorkas over his handling of the southern border.
This means that the Senate can ignore, in effect, the House's impeachment.
Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell.
This is a statement here from the Department of Homeland Security, and this is what they're saying. Today's decision by the Senate to reject House Republicans' baseless attacks on Secretary Mayorkas proves definitively that there was no evidence or constitutional grounds to justify impeachment, as he has done throughout more than 20 years of dedicated public service. Secretary Mayorkas will continue working every day to enforce our laws and protect our country. It's time for congressional Republicans to support the department's vital mission instead of wasting time playing political games and standing in the way of common sense bipartisan border reforms.
Fox's Chad Pergram in a statement. The White House said, in part, President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas will continue doing their jobs to keep America safe and pursue actual solutions at the border. A new report on the devastating wildfires on Maui last August finds the head of the island's emergency management agency dragged his heels about returning to the island, and a broad communications breakdown left authorities in the dark and people who live there without emergency alerts. This is the second of two major assessments on the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. One of the fires killed 101 people in the historic town of Lahaina. Wall Street's sinking tech stocks sent the major indexes lower again. The Dow lost 45, the Nasdaq off 181. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Pakistan has confirmed the social media site X is blocked there and has been for months.
Suspicion of a social media block began in February when X, formerly Twitter, became difficult to access in Pakistan. Rights groups raised concerns, especially as this was during an election campaign and the main opposition party was a frequent poster. The ousted and jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan himself has 20 million followers. In confirming the ban, Pakistan's Interior Ministry says national security is the reason and claims X has been reluctant to address its concerns over the platform's alleged misuse.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. X says it continues to work with the Pakistani government to understand their concerns. The NBA banning a player from the league for sports betting.
A marginal player who averaged just over 4 points per game this NBA season on a two-way contract that paid him just over $400,000 to play for the Toronto Raptors and in the NBA's developmental G League. Jonte Porter was banned for life by the NBA Wednesday for violating the league's gambling policy. The NBA stated a league investigation found Porter violated league rules by disclosing confidential information to sports bettors, limited his own participation in one or more games for betting purposes, and bet on NBA games. Action Network reports that Porter owned and operated a VIP account at FanDuel in Colorado that wagered millions of dollars from 2021 to 2023. not on basketball, reportedly, NBA or college. Jared Max, Fox News.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation will be offering live streams from sunup to sundown of different national parks starting Monday, which is Earth Day. Monday's stream will feature Yosemite, the Blue Ridge Parkway, Bighorn Canyon, and New River Gorge, and the Everglades will be featured the rest of the week. Death Valley and Zion will be featured the following week. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.